Panama's most famous landmark may be getting a billion-dollar makeover. The country's new president wants to expand the Panama Canal so that larger ships can go through, and he's backed by President Bush. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro paid a visit to the canal.
Tug will be casting off from stern and coming by and standing by on the port quarter.
Captain Anaj Kumar Sarma, along with a Panamanian pilot, navigate through the narrow lock at Miraflores on the Panama Canal. It's a tight fit. There is literally a foot to spare on each side as the ship slips into place.
I'm standing on the bridge of the NYK Kai, a so-called Panamax container ship. It has a length of 945 feet and a width of 106 feet, just the size to fit through the locks of the Panama Canal. For the Kai to get through the canal, it takes three pilots who come on board especially to guide it, two tugboats and eight locomotives or small towing trains. Total transit time is about 11 hours, going through three locks that will raise the ship a total of 85 feet.
Most of the traffic through the canal consists of container ships like this one, which travel between Asia and the U.S. On the way out, they're packed with cheap Chinese goods for companies like Walmart and Target. On the way back, says the captain,
we transport American atmosphere, empty containers.
It's like standing on the American trade deficit made visible. China's growth is also what's driving the push for the Panama Canal expansion.
The canal has had a continued growth of about 4% in tonnage per year, and mainly that increase in tonnage has been due to the fact that the container business has grown significantly, especially since China entered the World Trade Organization.
Jorge Quijano is the Maritime Operations Director of the Panama Canal Authority.
It seems that China will continue to grow, so there's a lot of volume of cargo that's going to be moving from China to this East Coast and Gulf ports of the United States. This particular segment of our business, the container groups, have gone to the post-Panamax vessel, which doesn't fit in the present locks in our Panama Canal.
Panamax vessels are made to fit the locks of the canal. Post-Panamax vessels, basically huge ships that don't have to worry about squeezing through them, can be of any size, and they're getting bigger and bigger. The expansion plan, which is expected to be fully disclosed this month, will involve a number of changes to accommodate them.
All of the channel would have to be deepened another 4 feet. Then the other major part is the building of the two locks, okay, the two physical structures, which are going to be a three-step lock on the Pacific side and another three-step lock on the Atlantic side.
It's expected to take 7 years to complete and cost in the billions, a hefty sum for a small country like Panama. The Canal Authority says those that use the canal will pay for the expansion, though they haven't given any details on how exactly that would work. But there are those who are totally against the plan. Fernando Manfredo is a former Panama Canal administrator.
My concern is mainly financial. To make such an investment with such a magnitude, you know, depending on future traffic projections, it involves a risk. Panama has a very fragile economy, and I don't think that we should, you know, assume such a risk.
He says they're putting all their expectations in the growth of a Chinese economy, which may or may not continue to boom at the present rate. Still, in polls across Panama, most people have overwhelmingly supported the expansion. Before any final decision is made, the plan will be put to the people in the form of a referendum. The Panama Canal has a long history that stretches back to the late 1800s, when the French first tried to build a sea-level canal. They were ultimately defeated in their attempt, not least by malaria and yellow fever. The Americans then stepped in, and in their desire to be able to control the waterway, they helped liberate Panama from Colombia in 1903. The new republic in turn granted the U.S. the right to build a canal and to create a 10-mile-wide canal zone of sovereign U.S. territory. It was eventually handed over in 2000. The Americans built a series of locks to compensate for the differing water levels of the Pacific and Atlantic oceans. In 1914, the canal finally opened, an amazing feat of engineering that today uses the same infrastructure it did almost 100 years ago. Inside the control tower at Miraflores, a bell rings to signify that the lock is being opened. As surprising as it may sound, Engineers here still work with the original 1914 brass fittings that manually open the locks, a testament to the quality of its manufacture.
Yeah, this is all original, still in use. It was very well done.
Rodolfo Valdez works the locks. He says this year the system will finally become computerized. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.